When the orchestra did its season announcement, Zalame was, well, we didn't really know what it was, but we all assumed it was a concert presentation, and we all know what we get when we assume. Why were you not ready to announce it at that point that it was going to be something more?
Well, the excitement is to do it with your partner. So Yannick is back, and the three of us today want to announce what is, I think, a great bringing together of two Philadelphia companies in an unusual, I think, David, you often say a theater mashup, a theatrically inspired look at Salome. And that is new for our companies, but bodes well for the future.
The half glass half full, half empty would say that by bringing the two organizations together, you're splitting the benefit that opera fans can come to the opera and get the orchestra as a bonus, and orchestra fans can come to the orchestra and get the opera as a bonus. I'm guessing you don't see it that way.
Well, actually, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I think what David and I have talked about is leveraging the appreciation for opera in Philadelphia. Here at the orchestra, I think we've been taking a phenomenal ensemble and putting ourselves at the edge of a creative seat and moving our audiences there. So, in fact, we would love for the orchestra audiences to have more opera and for opera audiences to have more opera with this orchestra. So being thoughtful about it and mindful about it over really since 2010 in conversations means this isn't about being competitive. This is actually leveraging audience in Philadelphia.
Zalame was a good choice, David, for a number of reasons, not least of which some incredibly memorable moments in it. It's relatively well known, but it's also an opera that can be done in this manner because a lot of the narrative doesn't happen on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. It's really the work itself is really lends itself to a stylized construct, and that's exactly what we're doing with Kevin Newberry as the director, and working with our pals at the Philadelphia Orchestra to create, as Allison said, a theatrical mashup that has a style and a theatrical purpose to it, but it's still very much the Philadelphia Orchestra and it's a concert at the same time. And so this piece lends itself to that because it doesn't have a traditional strong narrative note by note that we need to follow.
So before we call them mashups, we call them semi-stage or something, but this isn't the singers coming out and, you know, park and bark,
yeah,
along with an orchestra.
No, it's more than a semi-stage. We are sort of saying it's the not in concert opera. We're looking at doing something different. We'll have theatrical elements. There will be some version of things that we build as a part of it. There will
be a head for starters.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll be pushing that envelope a little bit. Right now, the design team is very focused on the moon. It seems to be something that they're really focusing on, and we're still in the process of working with them, and we hope to have preliminary designs in the early fall. So the point is that we will be building things. There will be simplified costumes, perhaps, that fit with that, a lighting plot. So it's more than just coming off of, you know, the deck on door right and waving your arms twice to, you know, show that you've arrived. It has theatrical intent. We talked a lot about that with both Allison and Yannick about having theatrical intention, but doing it as a Philadelphia Orchestra concert. And so how do we bridge that? And that's what Allison and I have been working on.
This fits right into what Yannick's been talking about even before he became music director, the idea of collaboration and the idea of bringing new technology, new art forms at this point, into play.
I like that.
What was his own input into this, or am I allowed to ask who came up with the actual subject matter?
Well, the Salome was discussed, I think 18 months or more between Yannick, David, and myself. For two reasons. One, Yannick loves Strauss, and he'll speak to that beautifully as we continue to roll out more information about why Salome for him. But two, to be sure that we were in sync with repertoire for Opera Philadelphia, because we do want to leverage capacity within the city. So for Yannick, this has been about understanding Opera Philadelphia's capacities and innovation and being able, frankly, for us not to look further to find a theatrical partner and someone who knows and does all those entrance and exits and score reading.
And knows the audience.
And knows the audience, very much so. And I think on the other side, we have yet to prove in Philadelphia that we can sell 3 and 4 performances of such an opera per se as an orchestra. And so we'd love to have that happen. I mean, who knows where this could go in a complementing way. But I think what's important is for Yannick, this was about bringing opera to the stage very quickly. We moved quickly so that in his second season it would happen, and that it would happen in a way in which hopefully those who love both of these companies understand that we're doing it in more than good faith together. We're doing it in some creative way together.
And it is a true collaboration. So it's not like there's a line in the sand necessarily.
We do the singing, you do the instruments.
Yeah. Right. I mean, of course, everyone has their primary responsibility, and that is how the primary responsibilities unfold. But like any great partnership, there's a very porous membrane there, and we need to work with one another so that it becomes this one experience that is a heightened operatic and music experience for our city, which is the goal.
The long-term goals you've talked about for this opera company, getting in touch with the city it's in,
correct.
How does that feed into this?
It's central to this. For us to work with the Philadelphia Orchestra is to be a part of the city. That orchestra is in the very fiber of this great place we call Philadelphia. And so for us to reach out beyond our fully staged capacities at the Academy and the Perlman is absolutely in our wheelhouse and part of what we want to do. It goes in tandem, you know, in different ways with our random acts of culture and all that stuff. And we hope that this one first step will be one of many, and we're going to learn about each other as we go through this so that we can step up the game for all of us, both companies, to connect in a greater way with audiences. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people think there's a lot of crossover between opera audiences and orchestra audiences, and there really isn't that much. You know, we're smart people. We do the database analysis. And so our goals by working together is to create a diversity of audience with people that wouldn't have come otherwise to either the Philadelphia Orchestra or to Opera Philadelphia. And there's magic in that.
Just a final point for both of you. There are probably two places in the world where great orchestras play for opera and they're not on the stage, okay? Vienna and at the Metropolitan Opera. Can we ever foresee a situation where the Philadelphia Orchestra might be prepared to be the pit orchestra for the opera?
I don't think we're talking about pit orchestra or one orchestra. What's exciting is that two orchestras thrive in the kind of thinking we're doing. The orchestra for the opera company, which has been blossoming, has all of its product intact, and we add another production with a different orchestra. So what I would say is, what I think we see is a non-competitive, creative set of dialogues in Philadelphia that we don't see in New York, that we don't see in LA, and we may not see in Chicago. In other words, it's important that we model here in Philadelphia what can happen when you think out of the box, and opera and orchestra actually live more closely together while preserving their own assets and needs in the same city.
And just on the heels of what Allison said so well, is we're talking about additive activities with the orchestra, not to replace. And we've been fully committed to our own orchestra and their development. I think this season in particular, they've just distinguished themselves at a really high level. So this is about us creating something new and different and additive.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.